It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. This election year, Wisconsin Public Radio is asking people across the state what would they want the candidates to be talking about as they compete for votes. Several audience members said healthcare access in rural areas should be part of the conversation.
As Bridget Bowden reports, the issue hits close to home in western Wisconsin, where hospitals and clinics closed earlier this year.
Kathy Topaski has lived in Augusta, Wisconsin for about 30 years. She says the small town outside of Eau Claire is a close-knit community.
Everyone knows everyone and probably all their neighbors, all of their friends, and all of the brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles.
Topaski says lots of people there see the doctor at the local clinic and have for years. That is, until the clinic abruptly closed earlier this year. Hospital Sisters Health System and Prevea announced a complete exit from western Wisconsin in January, which included closing two hospitals and 19 clinics, including Augusta's. Topaski says the town was shell-shocked.
We knew these people, not just as the front desk receptionist or the nurse that took care of us, but we knew them, we knew their families, we knew where they lived, we knew all of those things just from being in the community.
According to a recent report by the healthcare consulting firm Chartis, more than 400 of America's rural hospitals are vulnerable to closure. Rural residents also face obstacles like longer drives and less access to specialty care. But healthcare isn't an issue that's top of mind for many voters in this year's election. In the latest Marquette University Law School poll, only 5% ranked it as their top priority. Tom Oliver is a professor of population health sciences at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He says it's not that healthcare isn't important to voters, it just doesn't always make for the best talking points and political ads.
Lots of health issues out there, just not the things that grab everybody's attention and that people want to funnel billions of dollars behind into a whole campaign.
He says voters tend to connect more with issues they see as black and white, right or wrong. And healthcare problems and solutions are more complex than that.
You know, the hope for something better doesn't quite compete with the threat of something being taken away.
But healthcare is top of mind for some voters who live in areas where it has been taken away, like western Wisconsin. Democratic State Representative Jody Emerson is running for another term in the district that includes the Augusta Clinic.
People are struggling to get a new doctor if their primary care doctor was in one of the clinics that closed. People are having to wait a really long time to get in for just basic medical care.
Emerson believes expanding Medicaid would help address the problem. Wisconsin is one of just 10 states that haven't accepted this federal funding. Her Republican opponent, Michelle Skinner, didn't respond to requests for an interview. But in a written response to WPR's candidate survey, she said she would focus on increasing competition rather than expanding Medicaid. In Augusta, Topaski and others worked hard to find a way to reopen their clinic.
We had banners and we had posters and we had yard signs, and we just pretty much papered the entire town with these.
They contacted their elected officials and sent dozens of letters to healthcare companies.
We wanted to make sure that all of the people here, those seniors, those children, those pregnant women, those families, all of those people had access to healthcare.
Eventually, they found North Lakes Community Clinic. The group is reopening the clinic with primary care and behavioral health services, and even hired the same doctor who worked there before. North Lakes CEO Reba Rice says Augusta is thrilled to have the clinic back. They even made new yard signs that say, "Welcome, North Lakes."
They really were like, "No, this is our community, and we deserve health care, and we're going to get it."
Rice says it's going to take both sides of the political aisle to get better healthcare access for all rural communities.
If we're going to make any headway, we have to do it together. We can't be one party or another party.
And that's what she hopes to see candidates talking about heading into November. Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.
It's Wisconsin Today.